He's coming to see if we're keeping watch. Quick, Ralph! As he prepared to let himself down the cliff, Ralph snatched at the last possible advantage to be wrung out of this meeting. "I'll lie up close in that thicket down there," he whispered. "So keep them away from it. They'll never think to look so close." The footsteps were still some distance away. "Sam, I'm going to be all right, aren't I?" The twins were silent again.
"Here,"
said Sam suddenly. "Take this." Ralph felt a chunk of meat pushed against him and grabbed it. "But what are you going to do when you catch me?" Silence above. He sounded silly to himself. He lowered himself down the rock. "What are you going to do?" From the top of the towering rock came the incomprehensible reply. "Roger sharpened a stick at both ends." Roger sharpened a stick at both ends. Ralph tried to attach a meaning to this, but could not. He used all the bad words he could think of in a fit of temper that passed into yawning. How long could you go without sleep? He yearned for a bed and sheets, but the only whiteness here was the slow spilt milk luminous round the rock 40 feet below, where Piggy had fallen. Piggy was everywhere, was on this neck, was become terrible in darkness and death. If Piggy were to come back now out of the water, with his empty head, Ralph whimpered and yawned like a little one. The stick in his hand became a crutch on which he reeled. Then he tensed again. There were voices raised on the top of the castle rock. Sam and Eric were arguing with someone, but the ferns and the grass were near. That was the place to be in, hidden, and next to the thicket, that would serve for tomorrow's hideout. Here, and his hands touched grass, was a place to be in for the night, not far from the tribe, so that if the horrors of the supernatural emerged,